This is GIS News. Coming up, 12 of the 19 persons detained in anti-lottery scamming operation released, 82 persons to serve as jurors in circuit court, and Jamaica Customs to implement tax stamp system. The news in detail after this message.
Landowners, attorneys at law, real estate agents, listen up. Come April 1, the National Land Agency, NLA, will increase fees for certain land transactions. This is the first time fees are being increased in over 20 years as the NLA works to serve you even better. Applications for first registration and the transfer of property for value will be exempt from the increases. To get more information, contact the National Land Agency at 750-5263 or visit nla.gov.jm.
Now the news. 12 of the 19 persons detained on Wednesday following a major anti-lottery scamming operation carried out simultaneously in Trelawney, St. James, Kingston and St. Andrew have since been released. The remaining seven were wanted in the United States for lottery scamming related offenses. Approximately $1.8 million Jamaican dollars, a motor vehicle, several electronic devices and lottery scamming paraphernalia were also seized. The operation was led by the Counter-Terrorism and Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Branch, CTOC, Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, along with external and international partners.
This is a significant boost to our efforts to curtail the illicit lottery scam activities, as well as it goes to signify the cooperation and partnership that the Jamaica Constabulary Force and MOCA have with our international partners. We intend to use all means and to intensify our operations around lottery scamming and the relating offences.
Head of the Corporate Communications Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Inspector Dale Garrick, speaking in an interview with GIS News. 82 persons will serve as jurors during the Easter term of the Home Circuit Court. Director of Public Prosecutions Paula Llewellyn, who made the disclosure at the opening of the new term at the Supreme Court in downtown Kingston on Wednesday, said the figure represents an increase over previous terms and may be a result of the recent amendments to the Jury Act. She says of the 1,800 summonses prepared, 1,000 were conveyed to the police for service, while the remaining 800 were sent by mail. Of the 1,000 summonses originally given to the police, only 182 were served. In the meantime, there are 526 cases to be tried during the Easter term of the Home Circuit Court. Of the 526 cases, 22 are new cases. The Easter term of the Home Circuit Court runs from March 30 to July 29. During the Hillary term, which ended March 18, 44 of the 522 listed cases were settled. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, will be implementing a tax stamp system for the monitoring of alcohol and cigarettes. The system, to be introduced on a phased basis, will allow the JCA to verify the authenticity of alcohol and cigarettes in trade and trace the products on the market. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees made the disclosure during an interview with GIS News following a meeting with cabinet ministers at the agency's Newport East facilities in Kingston on Wednesday.
If the contraband enforcement team or the police do inspections or surveillance and detect alcohol or cigarettes without the requisite stamps, those goods will be confiscated as uncustom goods, and they will be forfeited and the individuals will be charged.
The Commissioner of Customs says the electronically readable stamp will be placed on the products at the source. The date for the implementation of the stamp tax regime will be announced shortly. And the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is reassuring Jamaicans that measures are being put in place to improve garbage collection across the island. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie says residents in some areas will see improvements in garbage collection by the end of the week. He's encouraging members of the public who are experiencing difficulty in the collection and disposal of their waste to call the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, at 1-888-253-2653 or 448-3220 between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. The local government minister is also urging residents to exercise proper waste disposal measures to prevent access to the garbage by rats, dogs, and other animals. That was the GIS News. I'm Vaughn Davis.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.